I was going to say, what do you do? Then I stopped myself.
What do I do?
He presses buttons.
You no, ask?
Like outside of the podcast, what's your life? Like
outside of the podcast? Actually, I'm like a little bit offended that you don't know.
Are we rolling?
Yep.
It started. That was the opening line.
A little heads up would have been nice.
No, I told you.
Just saying how professional y'all are. But anyways, the name of the show, Daddy Mommy, is also a very famous Indian song.
That's what we named ourselves after.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
The Daddy Mommy Show. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
That's why I agreed to do it, because I was like, yo, they have good taste.
Yeah.
They know that song.
Yeah. You heard the name, you're like, I got to get on that.
That's incredible.
Also, you guys really, like, I know you try to convince me to wear sunglasses. We're over it? That's a little douchey, guys.
No. Wow.
Well, it's not douchey.
You know who did it first, y'all? You know who put them on first?
It wasn't me.
It was her.
It was not me.
No, it was her.
It's not douchey. It's shady.
But actually, what do you do for a living?
Just a couple things here and there. Actually, I'm like slightly
offended.
I think
you should put your glasses back on because you're being shady.
I'm not being shady. You know when I'm being shady. This is just being
honest. Just a couple things. Okay.
I'm just going to say, first off, is I'm very offended that you didn't know anything that he's a about
professional,
me at all.
He's a professional daddy.
Yeah.
To dogs.
I do have two children, yes. I do. One I love very much. The other one...
It was an accident.
It's actually true. I did get a little bit swindled with that one. You know.
How did I know that? I'm so intuitive.
You are so intuitive.
Yeah, you could feel that in my soul. Can you guess the dog's name?
Toto.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're really close. You're really, really close.
Am I close?
Not at all.
Yeah.
But that's all right.
Benny.
You're going to look at a blue-headed, bald-ass baddie in the bed and say, Benny is my dog's name?
That would be fire. What are you saying? Hey, Benny.
I had a guinea pig named Benny once.
That's a great
name.
Did?
I sure did.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
No, his name is World Peace. Yeah. And true we can story. Move on past that.
True story.
We don't need to dabble in that again, but that's his birth name. Mm-hmm.
On the
and actually, I never even said this in the last time we brought this up. His mother's name is Red Racing Radio Flyer. And his daddy's name is Iggy Boop Pop.
After that, I feel like I should just not ask you any more questions whole podcast.
No, don't.
Because
for real,
you're just going to say shit.
No, I'm saying the truth. But the you don't believe me?
No, it's actually true.
Your dog's name is World Peace and you made me guess like seriously.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, Toto, Penny.
Well, I was trying to see how intuitive you are.
Lucky. Spot.
Universe.
That would have been closer.
That would have been actually real close.
Yeah.
Universe is kind of fire.
You know, it's funny. That was the next thing I was going to guess.
Universe?
Yeah.
Really? Wow. I had a friend who was going to name her actual baby Galaxy.
Oh.
Yeah. I actually don't hate that. Is that weird?
No, I think that's going to
say. No, but she ended up naming it Sandra.
It?
No.
Her.
She went from Galaxy to Sandra?
Yeah. She went from Galaxy to It also. Yeah.
The Galaxy.
That's terrible.
The Galaxy to Sandra pipeline plagues us all.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, poor baby. No offense to people named Sandra. I just feel like Galaxy. Galaxy would have been a really fire name.
No, shout out
name.
To the Galaxies too. Did you know, fun fact, though? I don't want to get too into it, but I actually did find out today before you came that there's more trees on Earth than stars in the galaxy.
Really?
That's hard to believe. Right. It doesn't sound right, but it's true.
I don't think.
Yeah, there's 3 trillion.
Is that in our galaxy?
Or no.
Tal should fact
look
check
up. No,
and then like
no
buzz
checking.
Him if he's wrong.
Look up in the sky.
Count them.
Look up in the sky. Count them real quick. Death. We got 3 trillion trees.
And how many stars do we have?
It's in the billions.
Yo, he's literally fact-checking
No,
me right
we're
now.
Getting fact-checked right now.
I just feel like nobody's ever done a tree count.
Are there more trees?
Or a star count.
Or a star count. So
yeah,
I think
who knows this?
Nobody knows. We don't know.
No, we do know.
We're still discovering new galaxies. And that's why I'm like, unless it's just the Milky Way.
pulled up on the screen. Fun fact, this is true.
It is estimated that there are more trees on Earth.
Not you emphasizing estimated.
In the Milky Way.
Like, you're out here.
Is that not what it says?
You're a fucking botanist.
Is that not what it says?
You're a botanist and an astrologer.
Is that not what it says? Is that not what it says on the screen? Is that not what we're reading on the screen? Did I not read what was on the screen?
I never
did. Did I not read what was on the screen? Answer the question. Did I not read what was on the screen? That's right. I read it.
She did.
Sure did.
Word for word.
I don't even think that you can actually do all that.
Read?
I didn't say anything. You all said it.
I'm literate.
Daddy, mommy.
Very.
These guys are fighting like daddy and mommy.
Just back, like way back when.
It's okay, baby. I promise you.
I'm like, I'm going to have trauma from this when I grow up.
I'll fight for you in court. Posh. Anyways.
Thanks. Posh, anyways. Thank you for pulling that up.
That's a fun fact.
Oh, cheers.
Almost bopped you out.
Cheers.
Yes. Oh.
Clink, clink, clink.
That's a cute little fun fact. That's all. That's not what I was really trying to...
estimated fact.
I've been going through a lot of highs and lows lately.
Aw, sounds like you need a day one, honey.
The CBD-infused sparkling water?
Yes. What's great about CBD is it doesn't make you feel higher or lower. It balances the body and the mind.
Sounds like a great way to cut out distractions. And isn't it zero calories?
Yes, Skinty Mini. I'm telling you, you need a day one. Luckily for you, I have one right here.
Ooh, let me try.
Drink up. Drink it day one.
Use code DADDYMOMMY for 25% off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think I know what this is.
Mm. Yeah.
What?
There's a screen behind the camera, guys, and it has words on it.
Quit trying to snitch on us.
Why are you trying to snitch on us?
You can edit it out if you really want, so you're fine.
Yeah, we can.
We sure can.
Literally, I could say anything against you and it just won't exist after.
You think you know what
no,
is.
You could segue us. You could segue us in.
Sego.
Sorry.
Let go of my sego.
There's one thing about me. I trip on my words.
He does.
So do I. I trip on a lot of things.
Ooh. Ooh.
What else do you trip
on? I be tripping in general.
Yeah, same, but.
Oh my God.
I'm so happy you guys are laughing at my stupid jokes.
No. I think you're funny.
It makes me so
happy.
Wait,
do people belittle you and make you think you're not funny?
What my theory is that I think people just don't get me or get
really?
The jokes. Yeah, I think they just don't expect me to say things. And then I say them and then they're just like, oh.
Why do you think that is?
Because there are a lot of like preconceived notions about me.
Oh.
What kind of notions? What do people think
Listen,
about
I
you?
Feel like you're
I'm actually
whispering
very again? Curious. Yeah, yeah. I'm very curious to know what it is
thinking
that.
Deep.
Yeah.
People think about you.
Well, I remember when I was younger, people used to think I was like automatically like super religious and super vegetarian. Mm. And that's fine. I have nothing against people thinking that. It's just funny how people make assumptions. And I think it was based on my last name. My last name's Gandhi.
So because you're religious and vegetarian, your last name's Gandhi, people don't think you're going to be funny?
Oh, well, we were trying to explain the funny thing. Oops, I just went back to general preconceived notion.
She was like, she's like, she gave you an opening for trauma and she took it.
It's free therapy.
1,000%.
Anyway, I grew up in Canada and I live in India. So like with that comes a lot of like assumptions people make. Like, oh, she's foreign. Mm. She doesn't think like we think.
Mm. Oh, in India?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Also, the humor is just different. I grew up on different like cultural references and like humor. And like in India, some people just don't get it.
Mm. That makes sense.
Wait,
how long How long did you live in Canada?
Like my whole life.
Really?
Until 10 years ago.
Okay.
So that's not my whole life, part of my life.
A good chunk of it.
I'm very young.
A good chunk of your life. No, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're 18.
How do you know that?
I just know everything about that.
Well, speaking of knowing everything, I think we should read your bio.
No.
Mm-hmm. Time.
Why would you do that? Is that what you do?
People need to know who you are.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
They just need to know that I'm the girl who gave you a new theme song.
They need to know who you are. They definitely don't need to know who I am, obviously.
Nobody knows who you are.
Ouch. She's throwing zingers.
Drake knows who you are.
I actually just saw him. I'm not kidding.
Where?
Like 2 days ago.
Where?
On his little tour.
Oh, you like went to his concert?
Well, he saw me. He pointed. Well, it was because I threw my bra on stage. And he held it and he sniffed it. That's a part of it.
What size? What size bra are you rocking these days?
Oh, Rachel, you know what size I got going on.
But wait, okay, wait. I really
Anyway,
I really do want to read this bio. Avert your eyes, please. It's going to be a surprise.
You want me to not look straight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look down, look left, look right. Just don't look straight.
I'm looking at my toes.
Okay, perfect. Your toes are great. Okay, you ready?
No.
Okay. This Canadian beauty. This Canadian beauty.
Who wrote this? Can we also disclaimer? Like, who wrote this?
Our team.
ChatGPT.
All right, I believe carry that. On. I definitely believe that.
Carry it on.
Thank you.
Unless yeah. you personally wrote it, because who would call me a beauty other than you?
Quit snitching.
Therapy.
Quit Keep snitching. Going. This Canadian beauty, born to a Punjabi family, is known for her splendiferous and also magical vocals.
Splendiferous is not a word.
She has formal training in Western and Hindustani classical singing.
Barely.
But you might not know that she also has degrees in business and health science.
Facts.
Period.
At the age of 16, she auditioned for Canadian Idol.
True.
And also at a young age, she began recording YouTube covers True. Of well-known Hindi film songs.
True.
Many of her videos went on to go viral, and that led to a myriad of opportunities. She has lent her voice to many Bollywood movies.
This is one of those opportunities.
Yeah.
Play. And has worked as a playback singer with music directors, including A.R. Rahman.
Mm-hmm. Shout out.
Dumb.
Shout out.
Google this girl's discography and you are bound to be impressed. She's been a judge for singing reality shows, has performed at the Jubilee Games in Dubai, and has collaborated with some of the biggest names in her industry.
This is like well dug and out facts.
With over 3 million followers across platforms and an even broader fan base worldwide, this Desi Queen is taking the world by storm. Please give it up for my friend, the incredibly talented Miss Jonita Gandhi.
Wow.
Hold on. I have anxiety. Is this the beginning of the podcast now?
No,
all
no,
of that was just like the warm up. Intro. No,
no, that's this, that warm up.
This is.
I have to sit here for that much longer.
No, it's tough. I know. This is a messy show. Welcome.
Okay. That was beautifully written. Especially because, yeah, shout out.
AI. We love her.
Rachel GPT.
Rachel GPT. I believe that you wrote that though with all my heart.
And
splendiferous. You would that's be right. very you.
Yeah.
Why didn't you think it was me?
Because you just don't wondering. Know shit.
Oop. I'm gonna put your glasses back on.
Carry on, splendiferous. Damn. Come on.
Yeah, splendiferous. Did you know that word is a word? Is that a word?
Well, let me tell word? You. Guess what? You know there's like no line under it.
Yeah, there's no red line. Yeah, true, true, true.
Because I be knowing my words. It's kind of what I do. Just a little bit.
Also, like, I know you know the word Desi. So the fact that you used it, that's a giveaway.
Oh, I gave myself away.
GPT knows that.
They know. They know. All right. I do. I hadn't actually heard this bio, even though I wrote it. And with the help of ChatGPT. What judge were you on? On
what judge were you on?
Yeah.
I was on this show called Tare Zameen Par, which is like the stars on the ground is the literal translation. Okay. But it's like, it was a show for young singers. So it was like a reality show. Where
like you were the judge the whole
I was one
season?
Of three, yeah, judges. Are it was like serious? A new format show. It's funny to me, sorry, because the concept was no elimination.
What do you mean?
Oh, nobody gets kicked off the show?
No one gets
kicked off
the show.
So every week you just give more feedback?
But the funny thing is, halfway through, we decided that we would change the format and eliminate.
Weren't these also children?
I'm not trying to bash anyone from the show, but...
weren't the contestants also children?
That sounds
young.
Like the Hunger Games a little bit.
It was a little savage for them to swerve like that, but it was for the ratings, which is a noble cause.
The ratings is a noble cause.
Yep.
Wow.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's happened. Not like my dream specifically, but like I've always wanted to be like a judge on like a singing show. I think
really?
That's so
it's
fun.
Actually kind of fun.
No, it sounds like
it was
a great
a little
time.
Stressful because like language, like I had to speak in Hindi and like my Hindi is fine. It's not amazing. But like, it's an art to be a judge on a Hindi reality show. It's like a whole other like animal.
Right.
And there are people who are amazing at it. And then there's me.
Like, do you have to be like nice the whole time, or can you be a little savage or what?
You can be savage.
Okay.
Do you want to be savage when it's a kid's show? Probably not. But you can be. Like, right. We do have that freedom.
Right.
But I think we were all smart enough to not exercise that freedom. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, they're cute.
Right. You exercise it backstage.
Yeah, maybe. When you get home later, like, yeah, yo, she really effed up today.
Yeah. She was not good.
But, I mean, you say, you get that point across in the sweetest way possible.
Right.
Like, that was our job.
Right.
But also, you have to, like, use metaphors. And you have to use, like, sayings and expressions that, like, Hindi, it, that exist, like, in Hindi that people, audiences will, like, relate to. And, like, make it poetic. And, like, which is, like, literally, it's beautiful. And it's a great skill to have. And I just didn't have it. So that's why it was a struggle for me.
Are you saying that because people said you didn't have it? Or you just...
No, I know. I just
you're dogging yourself.
No, but I'm sure. Also, I tried to get like a little bit, like I got a coach before I started filming.
Mm-hmm.
And mainly he's like, your Hindi's fine. It's not even your Hindi. That's the problem. It's more when you speak English.
Wait, what?
Oh.
Because it's like in the middle of saying something in Hindi.
You'll do.
I will swap into like English words maybe.
I see.
And the way I pronounce English words is a dead giveaway that I don't, like I'm not from India. Like I've been brought up elsewhere.
Really? Because
my English has a Canadian accent. Like I don't have an Indian accent when I speak English.
Right.
I see. But that's a
other
problem?
Other than when I say daddy, mommy. But, other than that.
But that's a problem.
It's not necessarily a problem, but like it distracts people. Like people who are listening and they're used to, like anyone else who has an Indian accent when they speak English, if they start speaking something or saying something in Hindi and in the middle switch to English and then back, people probably might not even notice because like they'll use like a really basic thing to say in English. So like even if you don't understand English, you kind of will still understand what they're saying.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But when I switch and back, like it becomes like, oh, she's not from here. Oh, like when she speaks Hindi also, she has an accent, which is not actually what was happening. It's just like an illusion.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what the coach told me. And then his job became to like teach me like couplets and like, girgit ka rang badalta hai, which like, means like you're like a chameleon because it changes colors and like your voice is like that. You're versatile.
That's like, so poetic. Right.
Like simplifying your language.
Simplifying.
You got that? Simplifying it.
That's okay. You warned us that this happens.
I did say that.
So we were expecting.
I know.
It.
It's that splendiferous part of me.
But you're doing great so far, actually.
No, I know. Thank
barely
you.
Has. Okay. You barely don't need validation from me.
Barely.
No,
comes
I know.
Out.
Move on.
No, keep it going.
No, that's amazing. I'm curious, of all of the collaborations you've done, who's been your favorite?
When I collaborated with Rachel West.
Stop. We didn't pay you for that. You didn't have to say
Oh,
that.
I'm definitely charging you for it, though.
That's right.
Wait, you're charging me for it?
Now you have it. Yeah, now you have it.
Oh, no.
And you can use it.
Damn, I love that for me. But you don't have to say that. Who's been your favorite collaboration?
Kiki and Rachel West. Okay, sorry.
Honestly, I'm a little shocked by that.
Yeah, because it was a lie. The first one wasn't.
Oop.
No, I know. Aww. I could feel that shit in my soul. You know, I've been beat down for years.
Hold on,
but keep
going. Actually want to justify that first. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I want to hear about your life because I know nothing about you.
Oh, period.
And now you know everything about me.
Not everything.
A lot. Sorry, not
You
everything.
Never told me where you got that scar.
Oh, what scar?
You know what scar.
She said what scar.
I made it look so shady.
What scar?
When I said Rachel West, there is truth to that because, fun fact, the first time I ever experienced what a writing session is, like in LA with like producers and writers in the room helping me communicate my thoughts and feelings, Rachel was there. And the song that came out of that session was very, very special to me because it was like about something that had just happened in my life. And it was just like this euphoric moment for me. I'm like, wow, I can actually turn real life experiences into music. I know this sounds really basic, but I swear to you, I did not really know what that felt like until I met you.
Oh, that's really sweet.
And I mean this from the, I don't want to get senti or anything sentimental, but
senti.
But mommy.
It's okay.
You mean a lot to me, mommy.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
This is a really sweet moment.
It's true though. I know. And I'm getting awkward as...
No.
But yeah, it's true. It's true. And like before, because I've grown up doing this whole playback thing where like I show up and I sing other people's songs, then that's been part of the, that's mm-hmm. been the job. And it's been great. And I've learned a lot. But like only recently, when I say recently, it's been like 5 years, but still, I've started focusing more on like, oh, what do I want to say? Like, what kind of music do I want to sing? And yeah, so she's been a big part of, oh my God.
Well, just so you know, when I asked that question, I wasn't expecting you to say
I know.
Me.
Oh, I'm
so
aware.
That was very sweet.
But that was, yeah, I just wanted to justify why I said that, even though it was partially a joke initially.
Oh. Mm. Oh, so it was not fully serious.
No, but the rest of it. No, it was,
so
no,
it's
you
like
said,
half centi, half centi?
No, it's full centi, and everything I said, I meant.
But I could have said more. And not about you.
That's actually
well, no,
that's
but,
right.
That's right.
That's right.
Well, nonetheless, I was going to say, I fully appreciate you saying mm-hmm. what you said.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I ruined it.
Take I'm your gonna... crumbs and go. You know what? You just let her go on for like another week of smiling.
Yeah.
Why is that a bad thing?
It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. She needs that. She needs that.
You just made her happy.
No.
Good yeah. job.
You said it as I took that as a positive.
Yeah. And I said it as a positive.
Yeah.
I can't tell with you.
Yeah. Whatever.
Kian, did you have an ick of the week?
I actually did.
Okay, sorry. Okay. I wanted to hear yours.
Oh, so my ick of the week, I can't stand it when people say they're smart and then they tell you like why they're smart. Mm. I've come to the realization, and honestly, it was years ago. It just re-came up with me because I've been around people who be like, well, I'm smart, so I da-da-da.
No, do they literally say I'm smart?
They say I'm smart. It's the little literal physical saying of I'm smart. And
that's weird.
No, the truth is the matter is if you say you're smart, I instantly know you're not.
Right.
Like, because smart people don't say they're smart. You don't have to say that you're smart. Prove it. Bitch, do some calculus.
Is that the only way you can be smart?
By doing some calculus?
Yeah, because then I'm not smart.
There's a lot of things you could do. But the first is, that was actually smart to me. Who's saying, I'm not that smart. That's smart.
She didn't say that. She said she's not that good at calculus.
Are you serious? You're not good at calculus?
I used to be, actually. I was really good at math.
See?
Yeah.
I knew you were good at calculus.
There was a time.
You were playing with me. Anyways.
But I don't remember anything now.
You don't have to.
Maybe I used to be smart and now I am not.
No, you can't used to be smart. You're either smart or you're not.
Unless you have
severe head
trauma.
Well, now I'm scared to say I'm smart. So I'm just going to say I'm not.
Smart and not. It's just kind of like, I think it's smart. You're either smart or you're happy.
Ooh.
That's the truth. I'm just saying, hold on. Let me.
I need a second.
Whoa. That was a really big thing to drop.
Let me eat for a second. You're smarter, you're happy. Period. That's it. If you're happy.
I'm not able to wrap my head around it.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're smart, you're not happy?
Yeah, you realize too many things.
It's like
things.
Ignorance is bliss.
Ignorance is bliss. That's a nice way to say it, yeah.
Okay, so you're basically saying happy people are dumb.
That was a bar.
Happy people are dumb. That's what he's saying.
I'm basically saying
that. A little bit dumb.
But I also think like you can also be temporarily happy. You were dumb for a moment. And then you can transition back to reality.
But I don't want to transition back if...
No, I'm not saying you want to. I'm just saying. I wish.
I want to be temporarily... I don't know. Smart. I want to be happy.
Yeah, me too. I'm trying to shave some so IQ confused. Points off here and there and smile a little bit more. That's all.
Okay. That was great.
Yeah. No, Rachel and I were actually recently talking about how it's like kind of low-key hard to enjoy the moment these days.
It's real hard.
It's been tough.
Just dying.
No, I know. I wasn't trying to
she
like...
She takes it down.
Yeah. I wasn't trying to fuck
She's
you
like,
up.
I just want to be happy.
I wasn't trying to mess you up like that.
Yeah.
But I said what I said.
But you said this was therapy, so you gotta be careful what you say.
Oh, I know that's true. Sorry. I know you don't expect one of those blue-headed bitches to just be out here saying stuff.
No one expects that.
Are you the blue-headed bitch? Or are you calling her a blue-headed bitch?
Well, she's also
anyone with blue hair is a blue-headed bitch.
Yeah. Blue-headed bitch with blue-headed behavior.
Mm.
Yeah. Interpret that how you must.
Exactly.
I know how some of y'all do.
Wow.
Either you're smart. Or you have blue hair. Is that the takeaway?
No, that wasn't the bar.
That was not the bar.
Is that the bar? No. I think that's what I understood.
Oh, really? Wow. You must be happy.
Touche.
OMG. Mm-hmm. That might happy. Be one of my favorite things said in a while. That Ever. Is funny.
Ever.
That was funny.
I am happy, guys. Thank you for that.
Good.
Well, good.
No, I feel like you were saying earlier that you feel like you're such a moody person, but I feel mm-hmm. like
I am.
I typically get a very happy version of you.
That's because you're you. Okay, I'm going to stop kissing your ass. I don't know why I'm doing that.
Literally. Yeah, what is that?
Jeez.
Why you like this girl so much?
Cheers to I don't know. You, baby I kind of do, though. Just be like that. Be like
just be like that. That.
I still cheers to you, even though I don't like you as much as I
No, I know. Just because you wanted to fight me. Here and there, at least. That's fine.
Lol.
You know, fun fact, I didn't know that if your phone's on airplane mode and the Wi-Fi is still on, it still rings.
I get calls a lot from WhatsApp.
Does your mom call you on Wi-Fi?
All the time.
She asks you for that OTP?
Yes, she does. She likes, so my mom pays my bills. And it sounds so small. But it's true. And she pays from my account, but my account is linked to my phone number. And so when you do a payment through my account, like it's an Indian bank account, it sends you an OTP to confirm that it's actually you trying to spend that money.
Can you explain OTP real quick?
Wait, I didn't answer your question. No, you didn't ask me one, but you said your observation was that I'm always happy. Bubbly.
What?
But also, wait, come on. I need to go back because yeah. like you, that's a lot. You've seen me be annoyed, upset. You've seen me be a lot of things in our writing sessions together.
Uh-huh.
Please acknowledge.
You just jumped back a lot.
I'm moody. This, now let's come back. An OTP is a one-time password. That you receive on your phone number that you have to input when you're making a transaction.
You just whipped out OTP like from the jump. Like for me, like
oh yeah, is that something else here?
No, like no, I was today years old when I heard somebody when you, the term OTP. I know what it is, but I've just never heard that term.
No, when you said OTP and you explained OTP, I was like, oh yeah, 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 OTP. And it says OTP. For me, I just always think OTPHJ. So I was thinking of something a little bit different.
What's that?
One time.
I don't want to say this because this is a family
no,
show.
No, we have to know.
For me, it was over the pants hand job.
The pants hand job.
Mm-hmm.
OTPHJ.
Oh, yeah. People were giving out OTPHJs for a long time.
It's not a thing.
I've never heard that.
Are you serious?
I'm today years old.
Listen, that acronym is not a thing.
No. No.
No. Guys, no way.
Dial it back. The OTPHJ is running rampant.
In Arizona?
I wouldn't.
Specifically, nobody
is
likes
that where
it.
You're from?
Nobody likes it and nobody likes to give it out, but it happens.
No, I think it happens. Yeah. I'm not doubting that it happens.
Yeah.
I'm doubting that people refer to it as an OTPHJ.
Yo, people refer to it
that
as an
That is definitely false.
No. Listen, my truth is that we say OTPHJ. How was your night? OTPHJ. And then I went to bed.
No, stop.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No freaking way.
No, you're really the freaking way it. Is there. So no. You said one-time password. I was thinking OTPHJ. One-time password, hand job. Anyways, that has nothing to do with my morals.
I learn new things all the time on the show. It's amazing.
Yeah. Every time we do a little chit-chat.
Yeah, I'm still
But there
sorry.
Was another no. term that you were going to teach me that
you?
I know you've saved for today.
What was I going to tell you?
Starts with a B. Look at your notes.
No, I don't want to talk about that, Rachel.
I don't know what it means.
I don't want to say bukkake right now. She doesn't
you know what that
it,
means.
It sounds dirty.
Are you serious? You both don't know bukkake?
That's all you have to
I really
tell us.
Have
I
heard
don't know.
This word. I feel like I have.
I feel like I've heard it too, but I don't know what it
sounds
means.
Like a car or something.
No, I don't want to like it's
Bugatti.
Like a Maserati
like a Bugatti.
Bugatti.
Bukkake. It's all in the same. Thing.
What do you drive? A bukkake? Yeah.
Yo.
Tell us what
if
it means.
You didn't know, it kind of sounds right.
Mm-hmm.
No, if you didn't know, mm-hmm. you're right. I drive mm-hmm. an 03 Bukkake. No big deal.
Honestly, you're not wrong. It doesn't sound that
instead
different
of
when
horse,
you say it.
Instead of horsepower, it's
okay,
horsepower.
What is it? It's a bad
okay, yeah,
word.
Tell us what it is.
Oh, it's rough. Okay, so basically
oh,
it's
no!
Like,
oh, no! I don't want to say it.
Yeah, so
I don't want
to
say it.
Tosh, stop. Was that on Wikipedia?
Yeah.
That's... outrageous.
Josh is silently over here, guys. Let me show you. you.
For those of you, those of you who couldn't see what was on the screen, a bukkake.
A
bukkake is like when you're hanging out with a lot of friends, very, very close friends, and you have one person in the middle, and you all do that special handshake that you do with yourself, you know, on the lower end. You know that hand that has balls attached to it?
It's like a circle jerk.
with the
one person audience.
Oh my God. Stop.
Yeah. And honestly, I don't know who, like genuinely, if I really think about it, I don't know who's out there doing that. Like for real. Like, has anybody actually done a bukkake?
Has anyone actually done an OTPHJ?
They're much higher than a bukkake.
Can you stop? That's going to... I feel like you're going to make that a thing now, and I don't want it to
be... A bukkake? I don't know.
No, the OTPHJ. referring back.
The OTPHJ is the thing, whether you want it to be or not.
Wow.
It's a baby step.
Again, I learn new things on the show all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
You brought it up, not me. But I'm just saying...
I really wanted to know, and I held off from looking it up so that you could explain it to us, and... We got a visual.
Are you happy? Are you happy now, Rachel?
That I know what it is.
That you had to see what it is?
That part I didn't ask for.
You know, my mom watches the show.
Well, good old T over there.
Listen.
It was on Wikipedia. I didn't know what it was.
To all the mothers out there.
Was that really on Wikipedia?
Well, some mothers know what that is.
That's insane.
Okay, for the mothers who are going to look this up who don't know, just don't go on Wikipedia.
Yeah, well.
Just assume it's a car. Move on.
It's a Bugatti.
Yep.
It's Bugatti. That's all you need
Bukkake
to know.
03.
That's all we need.
Anyways. I'm not doing that. I hate
that
ASMR, even for myself.
Magical.
Oh, you do? Let's talk about that. Why do you hate ASMR?
I fucking hate.
Why?
I have mesophonia.
What's that?
You don't know mesophonia?
No. Okay. That's why I asked.
Yeah. It's like when you hate sounds, like certain sounds. I hate a lot of sounds. It's like beyond like nails on a chalkboard. It's like little like mouth noises, like the dogs like licking their paws, like just little things like that. And it like brings out physical anger in me. Like it's not cute.
Oh man. So you know when we record songs, sometimes you get some lip sounds and stuff. You would hate that.
Maybe.
Like, no. It has to be specific. No, you know, I will say with my mesophonia, if something about it, it has to be natural. Like, it can't be
You can't do it intentionally.
Yeah, if you intentionally do it, it doesn't work on me for some reason.
Go ahead. Do it again.
But if you did like a little, if you did this, hey guys, so I'm here today to talk about Apple Watch Gate.
You sound like that character in Family Guy.
Who?
The creepy neighbor, Quagmire.
Quagmire does not sound like...
Wait, I think giddy, I have the
giggity,
wrong.
Giggity,
no,
giggity.
Wait. Or do you? Is it the old one?
No,
old
that's the guy, old
the grandpa
guy.
Who's really creepy.
Creepy grandpa.
Doesn't he like lisp and stuff? Or like he has these really sibilant and
well,
he
see,
whispers?
I don't watch those scenes. Fast forward through.
Oh.
I'm not trying to be involved.
This,
yeah.
Interesting.
Mesophonia. It runs rampant. So like for me, like the ASMR people...
It's right there. Here he is.
Yeah, that's there he
Herbert
is.
Herbert the pervert.
Herbert the pervert. Yeah, you just called me Herbert the pervert gate. And that's where we're at with that. Yeah, no, I don't
Oh my God. Oh my God, no.
But my superpower is when you try to force it on me, if it's on purpose, it doesn't work.
Wow.
Okay. I'll stop doing this.
Actually, your whisper is like almost too quiet. It's fine.
I'll stop doing
that this. Is painful. And then if you did like a little like... Like, you know how they do with their nails? You got some nails. You could do it. Yeah.
No, that's not working.
Like, I'm like, what the fuck are we... Like, I don't get it. Like,
wait, listen. It's not loud enough. No,
what is you happening? Tried your best. This is ASMR.
What?
Like, I'm sorry. I just don't... Like, to people, like, it relaxes them. For example, some people will, like, watch a video of them whispering and eating food.
Yeah.
Knife to the neck for me.
What, yeah,
knife
like
to the neck.
Eating melons and stuff.
Eating melons
with the
stuff.
Crunchy foods.
No, it could be literally like they'd be like, "I got Chick-fil-A and a diet soda," and then they'd
that's
be like,
creepy.
"And then they'd be like, here's a bite of a chicken nugget," and they'll be like, "So good. I use barbecue sauce and ranch," and I'm just like, "You're fucking gonna die." That's how I feel. That's mesophonia.
I actually got a little
me.
Bit of a shiver. Does that
if
mean I have
messed you up?
Well, what you just did messed me up because, like, when you talk, you're talking like Herbert the pervert.
Right.
Herbert the pervert game.
So these, like, bitches are out here.
So good. Yeah.
They're Herbert the perverting me. And I can't stand it. Okay, so this you're moody, whatever.
Yeah, sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what my therapist said to me today. You're moody, whatever.
I want to ask you this question, and I want to know your answer, okay? Do you think there's a difference between being attracted to toxic people and toxic people being attracted to you?
This is like that bar that he dropped. I need a minute to process. Wait.
This is giving therapy. I just wanted to ask it because I thought that was a good question.
Do I think there's a difference? I think so. I think, yeah, probably.
Do you feel like you would fit into either of those categories?
I might fit into both.
Fascinating.
Sometimes, because I'm moody.
All
right. Right.
But that's actually an interesting question, because if the answer was no, there's no difference, that would mean toxic people always find toxic people. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is like a scary thing to say, because I think...
It could be truthful.
It could be.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of people are about to be offended if you're going to say that.
Who knows? They may not know they're toxic.
That's true.
They never think... Toxic people
never think. Oh my God, guys. Am I toxic? Am I toxic?
Do you feel like you always find other toxic people?
No, I don't. But I feel like there have been toxic instances in my life.
And do you feel like they're attracted to you or you're attracted to them?
Both.
Both.
Am I the drama?
Am I the drama?
I definitely have been the drama. I don't think I'm... I think there's been times where I was not the drama and the other person was the drama.
I think a better question. Not a better way, a different way to phrase it is, like, perhaps are you attracted to being calm or are you attracted to drama? Maybe not even drama.
I'm definitely attracted to being
spice.
Calm.
Are you attracted to calm or are you attracted to spice? That could be a better answer. Question. Whatever.
Yo, you can't just pick one.
Why not? Because the thing is, if it's too calm,
balance. Life is about balance.
If you're in too, if you're in too calm of a relationship, you could say this is boring.
Agreed. And if you're in too toxic of a relationship, you could be like, this is way too much drama.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You got to strike up balance.
But do you think that somebody who was in a toxic relationship that was too much energy would then be attracted to a calm relationship and decide that that's what's best for them?
I do.
And they appreciate the calm.
I do.
It's like hot and cold. You don't know one without the other.
Mm. You're speaking exactly what I was thinking.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. A little bit. I'm just saying, I actually think I would have preferred spice like years ago. And now I'm like, no spice. Seriously. No spice.
But don't
spice.
You want like an ounce of it?
No.
Like on a drunk night?
If I black out and I forget. Yeah.
But you know what I think the problem is I think sometimes people are attracted to something that they themselves can't sustain.
That's not good for them. Yeah.
Not even that's not good for them. Maybe it is good for them, but they themselves can't fit into that.
Mm. Maybe the truth is you need to be quietly toxic.
Hmm. I think you don't need to be toxic.
Really?
I think you can have drama without toxicity also.
Okay, how so?
Like, if you can strike that balance. I don't know why everything I say feels like a joke. And it's like we're talking about something serious
now.
No,
this is real. This is real.
This is real, but I feel like I'm joking, but I'm not.
No, say it.
Anyway, what was I saying?
You were saying that there can be drama without toxicity.
Yeah, I feel like it's like that little spice that doesn't have to be like a whole shitload of like, this is not what I want.
Maybe the drama needs to be that you're both on the same side of the drama. And that's what's really spicy. Like, imagine this. Mm-hmm. And I'm not encouraging this. With both of you fighting another couple. That could be hot.
Well, I've also been trying to apply this more so to just people. Like, it doesn't have to be like a relationship.
Right. Okay. I got what you said.
You know what I mean? Like, I think sometimes friends are attracted to like toxic people. You know what I mean? Like, toxic friends. Mm.
I can't relate at all anymore to that. Cut instantly.
But I do feel like there are friends in my life who are very, very dramatic. I don't know if I would say they're toxic. Because like drama finds them.
No, if and it's they the have story.
A hell of a lot of and stories. If,
yeah, I love a messy. But to me, that's messy.
And also, like, it's not applying to my life.
Right.
So, like, you know, it's like for that person when you're hearing about it, it's like, this is exciting.
Right. Right. I think
it's a messy friend.
I think when we think toxic, we think that like it's going to impact you negatively.
Yeah.
So you're saying like it's possible to have drama that exists outside of it yourself. You. Yeah. Interesting.
I don't know if that's what I was trying to say, but if it's interesting, then yes, that is what I was trying to say.
And if not, stay toxic.
There's that.
Or don't. Actually, literally take a break. You know, you could just sit there and watch TV. I feel
like toxic is like bad.
Right? Yeah, it's definitely not usually. It's not usually.
Good job. You nailed that thought.
Rachel, homie. I feel like toxic is like bad.
Please use that as the promo for this. Yeah. Just cut that one line and be like, the time Jonita called out toxicity for being bad.
Yeah. That would have been like the best if you were in a presidential debate and they're like, your thoughts on toxicity. Wait. And she's like, I feel like toxic is like bad.
Like very there's like good. An innate bad like association with toxicity. But there isn't an innate bad association with drama. Is there? Because sometimes we like drama. Like we watch movies because we like drama.
I think people do like drama.
I like drama like twice removed.
I actually understand and respect that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like as long as it's not close to you.
Right.
Yeah. I'm actually, you know what though? I think I've become so like far removed from like so much drama and so much toxicity.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, good word. That like now, like the problem with that though is like a small hindrance irks me now.
I was witness to that today.
What do you mean?
Before we started, you had a small hindrance. Did you not? Did he not? We're not going to get into it, but like,
I did have a small hindrance.
It is just,
but that could
snitches on snitches.
It could have been a large. It could have been a large hindrance.
Listen, no one knows what we're talking about. It's fine.
No, that's actually a bigger hindrance than what I even mean.
Oh, yeah. I was gonna say maybe that got to you more because you're so far removed otherwise from things like that.
No, okay, I'll give you a better example, and I'm gonna put this on blast.
This is another snitch scenario.
No, it's not a snitch scenario. Gate. I'm not going to name names. I could, though. I genuinely could name names, but I won't. No, even for example, like, this isn't toxic, right? It's not even drama.
No, yeah, it's not toxic.
I met this
could be drama.
Girl the other day, like, at Drake. I was at Drake.
Did you take her bra off and throw it on stage?
I would never put hers against mine. I mean, my shit's...
Did you actually take a bra?
Yeah, of course.
I can't tell when he's joking. I really can't. You know. Did he really do that?
Well, like, yeah, of course
he didn't tell me. So
probably not. Because that would be something you would have told her, I feel.
I don't think so.
Sometimes he saves it for the pod.
I save it for the pod.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Do you have pictures of the bra you took?
Well, he has pictures of it. No, we had a nice time. I was fortunate enough to be, like, in a box with, like, people I know. But then there was a couple people I didn't know. Except this one girl rolls in, right? And I'm like, I know... who this is. Like, it's not like we've met before, you know? Okay. So I went up to her and I was like drinking a little bit more than water, you know what I mean? I went up to her and I was like, hey, what's up? How are you? Whatever. She goes, hi, I'm blah, 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 blah.
Name?
Yeah, her name.
But and, you know her already.
Right. Why so then I was like, name? I said, usually in that situation, and that's not usual for me, but in that situation, typically I would have been like, oh, nice to meet you, right? I would have just like, whatever. And then I would have been like, this girl. Whatever. Instead, I was violent. And I said...
You're violent?
I said, we've met before.
That's not violent. Okay.
That's violent for me.
Choosing violence, for sure.
I did choose violence.
Choosing violence.
Yeah, yeah.
I get it. Okay.
I said, we met before. She's like, where? I was like, at my brother's house. And she's like, I've never been to your brother's house. And I was like, all right. And I was like, I'm not going to fight her on this. So then I left, came back. I had talked to somebody else and I was like, oh no, they're like, you met her at a wedding. And I was like, oh fuck, that's exactly where I met her. So I came back and I was like, nice again. And I was like, I realized where we met. It was at blah, blah, blah's wedding. And she goes, you were there? Then I said to her,
that's kind of savage.
No, she was mad savage.
She chose violence right back.
She was mad savage. But the thing about me is I played the long game because it's like,
wait, were you macking on her?
No. I was literally,
is that where this is going?
She wishes I was macking on her. No.
Oh, okay.
No. I don't know.
Because when you said long game, I got confused.
No. The long game is vicious. It's not a mac. I would never.
It's a revenge plot.
You just want to win the fight.
Revenge plot.
I don't want to sound rude, but if I was macking on her, I would have to literally have been knifed in both eyes. Seriously.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's that type of situation.
You know, there's things like that that you just don't really have to say.
Yeah, but I'm trying to describe the picture, hoping
you could just been like, no, I was not macking on her, moving on. But no, he really wanted us to know how he felt.
Yeah, it's called being an illustrator.
What if she
watches?
What if she watches?
Hello, you know me, bitch. Don't play.
It's called being Cincy.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Anyway, so then I was like, I'm gonna play the long game with this. I was like, oh, all right. So then I like walked out. And I talked to the person who invited her and I said, she's never coming back again. I hope you know. She's a dick. That's what I said.
So you had power.
She's a dick. Yeah, I have power in the situation.
Damn, you got her removed.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And I was like, never again.
You definitely won.
Yeah. Because I'm like, there's a lot of ways I would have played this.
That's what it was supposed to say, right?
Yeah.
Right. You did a good job. No, but there's a lot of things I would have said in this scenario where I would have been, if I was her, I would have been like, oh, it must have been there. It's so easy to just say that. Like, you gotta still fucking stay with your story. Like, I never met you, bitch. Intense.
Not cool, man.
Not
Yo,
cool.
Wherever you are, bro. That was not cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now you
don't do that shit. Not at Drake.
Not at Drake. But I'm just saying that little bit of like an irk, it couldn't have mattered, but I'm becoming delicate. You know?
I've been noticing you sliding these things onto this cup and wondering what was gonna happen.
Daddy, mommy. That's right.
That's music to my ears.
I know.
Oh my God.
Anyways, I've become delicate. That's the story. And
so have I. I get
things
it.
Irk me. Was my response toxic, do you think?
No. I really? Don't think so. Was that toxic? Because then I'm hella toxic.
No, but it was also pleasant. I will say I didn't play it publicly toxic. Like if anything, unless she watches this, she doesn't know I felt any sort of way.
Here's the thing. Yeah, it's not. Even if you played it a little like more, I was going to say it would be dramatic. It would not be toxic. Like if you gaslit her or something, that would be toxic. Right.
She gaslit me.
But what if she genuinely didn't remember?
Hold on. Let me paint the picture slightly.
I don't know why I'm taking your side.
No.
I'm not actually,
okay.
But I'm just
I'm going to paint the picture
advocate.
About the wedding. Okay. First off, I was in Ohio. I don't know if you've ever been to Ohio. There's not
I
a lot of people with blue hair, okay? I was in Ohio.
I forget the blue
it's a
hair.
60-person wedding.
You just dropped his phone.
Tosh is from Ohio.
No, because he's been attacked with some other Ohio attacks recently. Yeah.
Is he really from Ohio?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah,
he's
from
Ohio.
That's
the best.
So I'm at a wedding in Ohio. I flew all the way there, okay?
Yeah, you're the only one there with blue hair.
I'm the only in the state. And there's 60 people at this wedding, right? I'm sitting here in Ohio. Mind you, I'm wearing a fucking Cruella de Vil jacket. It's winter. I got puffy all over me and I'm wearing red gloves, okay?
Oh. How could anyone miss you?
You couldn't miss me. And mind you, on top of it, also the pastor, the reverend from the wedding, challenged me to dance off. And I was twerking on the floor. I did the worm for a second. I was there. And I met her physically.
Okay,
I was like,
Tosh,
hey.
Can you pull up footage, please?
Yeah, please.
That would be amazing if that was part
that
of what he did.
That would be amazing.
That's right.
Cue the footage.
Yep.
Cue the footage of him twerking.
That's what he wanted to show you for dissing Ohio one time.
Pish posh.
That was,
anyways,
wow.
Continue. You
I was
were twerking
there.
On the dance floor.
I was twerking on the dance floor with blue hair and red gloves. And I met her that day. And for her to sit there and be like, I never met you. It's like I fucking fucked her, whatever the fuck she's into.
So she did gaslight you. So she's toxic.
Well, she's not going to be around anymore.
Yeah, that makes it sound like you're eliminating her from the planet. Like,
no, I'm just saying she's not going to be...
Scary.
No, it's not scary.
She's not going to be around anymore.
No, just...
That's the last we'll ever hear of her.
I hope so.
Listen, don't make me laugh too hard because I'm going to have to pee.
No, it's fine. We pee on the bed all the time. That's what we do. That's actually how Rachel and I became friends.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm sitting between both of you. If I do it, y'all are both going to feel it. Just saying.
Oh my God.
Tonita.
Anyways, that's what's happening.
Never get on Kiki's bad side, guys.
No, don't.
Never gaslight him at a Drake concert.
No, actually, seriously, put that shit in the scripture.
Don't gaslight him at a Drake concert.
Ever.
Oh my God.
Ever.
I was trying to enjoy myself. Oh. I had a good time regardless.
At the wedding with the Reverend.
Yeah. I did become friends with the Reverend. He wanted to go on vacation.
Did anyone make videos of you guys twerking off?
Yeah.
Why do you say it like that?
Sorry, can I rephrase? This is way better. Ready? Does anyone have videos of the twerk off?
Of you guys twerking
off? Yeah, there was
a
lot of cameras out when we were twerking off together.
Oh my God. There's too many references happening back to like what we talked about earlier.
Back when me and the Reverend were twerking off.
Oh my God. Wow.
Yep.
You're about to get canceled.
I've been there before. So see you guys again.
Funny.
You remember when I told you before? I was like, yeah, I always get canceled.
Yeah.
That's
but this time you deserve it.
Oh, you think so?
I think a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Can't say that shit like and then say it again and again and like pretend like you didn't understand what it was.
No, I don't.
What you're referring to.
No, I don't get it. You know what I mean?
I get why you get canceled now.
Oh, really?
If you do this on the other episodes.
Yeah, I do. I just speak the truth. I speak the truth.
Oh, okay. Well,
Tonita, I can't wait right now.
All right, let's get to our favorite segment of the day, just so I can get canceled again. Cancel me convo.
Today's cancel me is, do you believe in a pity invite?
Yes. Oh my God. One of my best friends.
Shh.
Oh.
Don't talk about it yet. So.
Do I believe in it means? Like, do I think it's justified?
Yes. Okay. So, we're going to rock, paper, scissors. If you win, rock, paper, scissors, yes, I believe in the pity invite. If you lose, you have to argue against the pity invite.
Oh, I have to argue?
This is like debate club.
Oh, so it doesn't matter what I actually
feel. Doesn't matter what you actually feel.
All right, cool.
Okay, ready?
Me and you?
Yeah.
All right. Wait, if you win, you get what?
If you win, yes, I believe in pity invites.
Okay. All right.
Rock, paper, scissors. She believes in a pity invite.
Oh. Okay.
You guys both owed at the same time.
All right, so I don't believe in a pity invite.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay, I'll go first just to show you the ropes.
Yeah, please.
On how this goes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You want a pity invite to any event that I'm hosting? You can get the. No, you can get
he pressed the wrong button.
No, you can get the. No, you can get the out of here. Seriously, with that. Okay?
Because?
I'm not trying. Because you weren't invited.
So this is just a smack talk battle?
No, this isn't a smack talk battle. This is the truth of versus not the truth.
Okay, it's not about what I want. It's about me as the host being courteous to people who I know want to be invited.
I think that being courteous is enabling somebody.
I don't think so. I think it's being a good human being. The thing is, when you pity invite someone, like there's reason for it. Like, for instance, I didn't really want to invite you, but you invited me to your XYZ. And now I feel like I want to return the favor.
Okay.
That's a pity invite. And I think that's a good person thing to do.
It could be a good person thing to do, but at the same time, it's like, why are you having an energy around you that you don't want to be around you anymore? Like, it doesn't make any logical sense. If we're not friends, we're not friends. And that's the most honest thing you can do.
Agreed. But I'm not talking about pity inviting people I don't like.
Why is it a pity invite if you like them?
Because I have too many people coming already and I don't know you that well.
Okay, but then it's not even a pity invite. It's like, I just don't know you, so why are you there? Don't get mad at me if I don't know you. You know what I'm saying? If you think you should be invited and we don't even know each other, that you're on some freaky shit that I'm not going to be a part of.
No,
you need more friends.
Oh, that's really mean.
It's not mean, it's the truth.
I want to give you the opportunity to make more friends by coming to my party.
Okay.
Because I'm a good person.
Hence the pity.
Yes.
I'm not trying to do that. I'm in a closed group.
Because you're not a good person.
Either way, if I'm a good person or not a good person is not really what we're talking about. What I'm saying is that your freaky ass isn't getting invited.
Your honor, I think it's relevant because motive is everything.
Sustained. And Motive is everything. And I'm motivated to have you not ruin my time with your janky ass at my house.
Okay, but hold on.
Our event.
I don't know where else to take this now. I feel like we're both winning.
And that's a good thing. Yeah. That's a well-played game.
You can have your participation award. I'm going down in history.
Damn.
Don't ever show up to any of my stuff with a pity invite. I'm never going to
invite you. They can't show up unless you pity invited them. So you're telling me you're just not going to do that. And then people won't come. And then they're going to sit at home that night and cry because they don't have friends.
No, they're not going to cry. They're going to be jealous as hell. I throw great events, by the way. The best. I'm just saying, it's weird to me. Like, if you shouldn't be there, you shouldn't be there. Don't take it personally. If all your friends are there, but you're that little, you know, that one, and you can't, and you're not invited, it's for a reason. Most of the time, people don't want to self-reflect and look inside of, like, why wasn't I invited? A, I'm not close enough. B, I'm freaky. C, I'm not adding any value.
But you know what? Sometimes the pity invite will end up being, like, the party cracker.
Have you actually had that happen?
Not yet.
Yeah, I've only had the pity invite ruining my time.
I actually don't think I've ever pity... I have pity invited someone. It's because I didn't want him to feel left out. You're right.
Yeah.
I didn't regret it, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was happy with my decision. Because he was sweet. He felt, like, included. He felt like he wanted to make the most of this opportunity, so he wasn't weird. Like,
but do you think that instead of actually being kind, what you're doing is filling your own empathy needs... And you feel better feel better?
Maybe, and I don't think that's a problem.
But that kind of is selfish innately.
I don't think so. I think we both win. Me and my pity invited guest.
You could both win, but it's still selfish. Where I'm trying to be selfless.
Why are you silent?
No.
How is it selfish? You can't just say anything.
First off, I can and I will. Second off, I'm being selfless and I'm actually having boundaries. You're being selfish and you're making them believe delusion.
No, you are being selfish because you don't want someone there, but they want to be there.
Okay, so you're enabling people and it's going to allow them to enable more people. Then they're going to have children that are going to enable people. This is going to go on and on.
Listen.
And then we're going to have more of these freaky little bitches running around left and right.
I'm not pity inviting people plus people. I'm not being like, hey, you're invited plus five.
Plus five is not a pity. That's a plus five. Have you ever even heard of a plus five? There's got to be a couple people with names on there.
But why are you making it seem like this is like a more than one person problem?
If you're plus fiving people, you're the pity invite.
I'm not trying to plus five is what I'm saying.
Okay.
I will just invite the one person and say, please come.
Plus five.
Minus five.
Okay. Are you going to give them a plus one?
Probably not.
You're probably not. So that's really violent. That's actually the best thing you can do.
You should pity invite people and make it so that they don't actually come because they didn't get a plan.
Right. And that is what brands do to me. And I don't want to get too into that.
Wow. It's actually a great tactic, guys.
They do that, though. Brands do.
Guys. Wow.
How did you feel about that?
She has no feelings. Not about that.
So says the judge. Sustained.
I literally looked at her.
Looked at me and he said sustained. He sustained himself.
She's like, why are you saying anything?
He sustained my objection to his argument.
I loved that.
Yeah. He sure did. Did you know what that meant when you said it?
Of course he did.
Yeah, of course.
I'm really happy.
I'm joking.
No, it's fine.
OMG.
Yeah.
This.
I don't know where we like concluded
this
with that.
This whole episode has been one of the most entertaining. I literally almost peed myself thanks to you.
It's going
to
happen. We're going to make it happen.
I appreciate that y'all both went hard for your side. And that was a true debate. And Jonita.
You can wrap it up now.
I think we want to do one last thing, which is if there's anything you would like to share about what you're working on or promote on the pod, this is your moment to let us know what you're up to.
Guys, I have a lot of music coming out.
All right, I'm done.
There's a lot of music coming out.
So stay tuned.
Please. So stay tuned.
That is all.
That's all. Amen.
Stay tuned, y'all.
Thank you so much for being on today. You were incredible.
You guys are incredible. Let's take a nap now.
Oh, well, I know just the spot. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Can I get those sunglasses real quick?